And so your tight ends and your running backs and even sometimes the slot receivers can get that chip on Bosa, and it don't matter. Like, they don't care about another person popping free or stunting or clearing through. It's literally Bosa by himself on that side. And I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying, I do think Bosa has an issue. Clearly, he's very one-dimensional. But I also don't think the personnel around them in that front seven is good at all.
Yeah, no, it's Devondre Campbell. And again, teams will tell you, you should work with Papa, obviously, Afternoon Delight. And you would always say, teams will tell you what your weakness is. And the Rams told us, and the Vikings told us, and I wonder if teams are going to start doing it more and more and more. They isolate Devondre Campbell, knowing he cannot cover a cold. He can't. He really can't. I mean, the angle route, Texas route by Kyrie Williams, the pass interference there into the game, where Parkinson runs right by him. He's a liability, and also in the run game, not playing physical enough. Just looks stiff. Doesn't move. We saw this in camp. I would be shocked if the Niners had a lineup change this week, because Devondre Campbell is a liability. He's a liability, man.
Well, I think we've underrated Greenlaw in general. Yeah. I think that was a take. You and I every week would be like, man, Greenlaw played a great game.
And they missed his spirit and energy.
He would never get a lot of calls, but everybody that loves the Niners knows that he's important.
Yeah.
But with him missing, gosh, they miss him. Energy, effort, thumping, sideline to sideline, stuffing the run, feel for where the gaps are, just lunatic plays. Like, sometimes you need a couple lunatics on defense.
They miss that. They miss that. Let's go to Travis in Oakland. Travis, what's happening?
Hey, shout out, Bonte. What's happening, man? City College of San Francisco. How you doing?
Oh, what's up, baby? Go Rams, man. Let's go.
For sure. I played there in 99. I think you was there around 99.
You're all good. You're all good. Oh, we got to wait for a second. All right, he cussed. Yeah. We got it.
Call back.
We got it.
call back tomorrow.
Okay, you're listening.
Well, maybe not tomorrow, in a couple days.
You're listening to 95.70 game, KGMZ, FM and AC1, San Francisco, and Odyssey
it's an
Sports
accident.
Station.
He felt loose. He felt comfortable. He was amongst friends.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Yeah. No, he does feel comfortable. That's the...
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Is that a great line or what? Can I just hear it one more time?
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
As he gives a sugarcoat job, the rest of that answer.
The hardest part for me as a Niner fan when it comes to the Trey Lance draft pick, and I don't even know if this guy was on their radar. I really don't. I mean, I remember people making arguments to draft Kyle Pitts and have two tight ends. So,
yeah. Hey, you know what, though? I even brought that up. I was like, I wouldn't buy Kyle Pitts.
Well, Micah Parsons, knowing what we know now, and I know it's easy to say that, and this is low-hanging fruit, but like, if you don't trade down, you just stay at 12, and Micah falls right into your lap. Can you imagine what it would look like with Micah and Nick Bosa?
Yes.
I mean, Micah is tailor-made to play in this defense. He would be a monster.
He may be available in the future.
I would love to get him.
He may be available.
I mean, I'd want him to stop podcasting.
Well, that's the thing. Would he give out the game plan like he did against Baltimore? Let's go to Miguel in San Antonio. Miguel, what's happening? You're on the roast. By the way, 30 for Purdy at 920. Miguel, real quick, 30 for Purdy at 920, 30 for Purdy.
What does that mean?
Purdy 30. What does it mean? We're going to break down Purdy's best throws from this past Sunday. We're going to break down Brock Purdy, 30 for 30 coming up. Miguel, what's happening?
Yo, Bonte Chasky, what's up, guys? Just over here, I don't know. Just looking back at our last game of the last season with the Super Bowl, I don't know what we expected when we don't have Eric Armstead, Randy Gregory, Javon Kinlaw, Chase Young, Sebastian Joseph Day. I mean, I don't know what we need to do on that line, but we went up against a dynastic team and we held our own. Everybody saw we held our own on the defensive side in that game. This year, with our offense just not at full strength. They're going to have to get back in there in full strength. We're going to have to get up a couple of scores on teams just to make these these other teams going to have to pass, give us more time on. We got to figure that line out. We got to figure it out quick. I don't want to get embarrassed coming up against the Chiefs, and I definitely don't want being out here in San Antonio. I don't want to lose to the Cowboys, man. We got to figure it out. We got to get something done.
I mean, this schedule's about to heat up in a heartbeat. You get the Patriots. You can't overlook them. You got to get back to .500. And also, quietly, you're two games behind the Seattle Seahawks in the NFC West. But then you play Arizona, Seattle in back-to-back weeks. Think that's going to be easy? Up in Seattle in the short week, they've been salivating to get another shot at the 49ers. And then you welcome the Chiefs to the Cowboys. So I was hoping for 5-3 before the bye week. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'd be cool 4-4 going into the bye week. I'd be okay with 4-4.
I think they could dig out a 3-5.
They could, but I prefer to be 4-4.
I mean, I prefer to be, you know, 6-2.
Well, 3-5 is going to be tough now. You know, 3-5 trying to dig out of that hole. When you look at the schedule here. You look at the schedule after the bye week.
Do you think 9 wins can get you into the playoffs? Well, 9-8.
You're at Tampa coming out of the bye week. You play Seattle at home. Then you're at Green Bay.
Geno's never beaten the Niners.
He's going to get a shot. Saying, he's going to get saying. A shot on Thursday. Then you're at Green Bay, and this is a different scheme that Seattle's running. That scheme that McDonald ran is the same scheme that Brock Purdy threw 4 interceptions on. And so I'm not overlooking them, you know. And our defense ain't that good right now. So Geno may have all day to throw. And Jackson Smith and Jigba is a big time. He's a big time factor now for the Seattle Seahawks. So that's a different bunch. Green Bay at Buffalo. That Sunday night football game at Buffalo sounds really scary right now. It sounds really scary.
You did this with the San Francisco Giants, and then they went out and beat, after the season was over, the Baltimore Orioles, the Padres, like all in succession. The Royals.
And where are they at?
I'm just saying.
They did all this after being eliminated from the playoffs.
But they did all this with the
Giants.
Can the Niners get to 9 or 10 wins?
The Giants? They're 78-79. They won some games here to salvage their season.
They won a bunch of random series. They had no business looking for them. Back a month ago.
Good for them. They got eliminated 2 weeks ago.
I mean, before the season started, I didn't think that the Minnesota Vikings would start the year 3-0. So things happen.
Oh, man.
Things happen.
I'm just saying.
I'll worry about down the line.
Right now, I'm looking at the team right now. Right now, this team currently constructed with all these injuries, it don't look pretty.
Well,
I'm not saying the season's over, and I'm not saying they're going to lose a bunch of games, but can I get to 4-4? I do not want to dig out of a 3-5 hole, because now the margin for errors are very slim. Clear. And you got East Coast trips, long traveling. Like, you got to go to Miami 2 days before Christmas, and who knows what's going to happen with Tua by then. But I'm just saying, let's get to 4-4. Let's at least be 500 before the bye week. It's Operation 500 for me, and then we'll roll from there. But don't bring up the San Francisco Giants, dude.
I'm just saying. Like, we look at the schedules. You start going to things happen. Stuff happens. Like Miami. Yeah. We looked at Miami's early season schedule, and then with two out, none of it matters.
But look, here we go. But we got no Christian McCaffrey, no Deebo, no Javon Hargrave.
Hence why it's difficult trying to forecast.
No George Kittle. The Giants are 15.5 games back of the Dodgers. Dear God. I'm actually excited about the Giants. Yeah, I was. I was. By the way, what's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Frontier Ford, Mike in Michigan. We're going to get to you on the other side. 30 for Purdy as well. And Lubman will take over for 30 for Purdy. It's a great idea, Lubman. The end of summer sales. He watched the Giants game yesterday. He's excited about the Giants. The end of summer sales event is on now at Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard, Santa Clara. Now's the perfect time to get a great deal on a new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Stop by or visit FrontierFord.com to take advantage of incredible savings and drive away in your dream Ford at Frontier Ford or FrontierFord.com.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, an increase in organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local PF Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. PF Chang's and AmericanEagle.com. Another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Wow, honey, have you seen the electric bill?
Yeah, it's out of control. But have you heard of Navien tankless water heaters?
Tankless? How does that even work?
Well, instead of constantly heating and storing water, it only heats water when we need it. So much more efficient than our giant tank heater.
That sounds great. Let's look into Navien.
Already on it.
Imagine all the hot water you need only when you need it. Bulky tanks are history. Navien High Efficiency Tankless is the future. Compact, wall-hung units free up floor space, lower energy bills, longer life than tanks, and a 15-year warranty. Find out more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
I am slippery.
Yeah, he'll get over it.
Come on, man. You got Larry June in the building. You listen to the Morning Roast. And we're doing numbers, man. Good job, Morning Roast. Sock it to me. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah.
Shout out to Coach Yak on Twitter. Coach Yak does a great job of regurgitating our content and tweeting it out there. Tag 95.7 The Game. We appreciate that.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Shout out to Steve in Italy. He wants to shout us out. 408 Xfinity Mobile is that sign. Where at in Italy are you?
Lake Como? Italian.
Positano? Malfi Coast? I love me some Italy. I got to get back out there on my fellow Italians.
Italian Philly coach?
What do you think Tony does when she hangs up the phone?
Well, I saw that she was calling back. Apparently, she called back. Did she call back, Lovin?
Yes, she did.
And what was she, what did she call back?
I honestly don't know if I can actually repeat it on air.
What does that even mean?
It means if I say what she said, our boss will come in and yell at me for saying the thing that
she
said.
Was she mad at us?
No. She just was saying something that I can't repeat on air.
You know, Lovin, you're real lucky. You're like real lucky.
Thank you.
Why?
You want to know why?
Why?
Because the Niner loss, the way it went down, is overshadowing your MVP performance at the wedding on Saturday night.
I think we established this. I thought the bride was the MVP of the wedding.
Well, no, I'm talking about the others, right? You know, the others.
I love it. You were having a good time, man. That's one thing about Lubin.
You're supposed to do a wedding.
And you know what? One thing I learned about Lubin Saturday night, I go party with Lubin. He ain't scared. For all you single guys out there, and Lubin's in a relationship right now, so it's a little different. It's a little different. But you know what? Lubin is about that life, man.
She got brought up on Saturday night.
No, Lubin gets out there on the dance floor. He's loose. Gets out there. He's having a good time. Social.
Likes to drink red wine.
I'm partying with Lubin.
You bring that up, and this is where I kind of have to redirect this back at you. I kind of think Michelle was the low-key MVP because she was really giving me the business, and I kind of enjoyed it. Of the whole of like, you know, I like do a little red wine at weddings, gets me loose.
No,
and she just was letting me have it for it. I'm like, I'm enjoying this smack talk that she's giving me. So
free open bar, okay?
Yeah.
Which thank you to the Langfords.
Shout out Stephen Langford.
Yeah. And my wife goes up there. She's going to get, I don't know, she drinks vodka something or other. I don't know. I don't know.
Vodka soda?
There's something.
Vodka cranberry.
Vodka cranberry.
Kettle One Up with a twist or whatever the hell it is. Something like that, right? And but she goes, Sam, what do you want? Sam's like, you know, I'll have some of the house red wine. And she was like, really? Is that for your girlfriend or for you?
That's tough.
And then she came back over to the table. She goes, I think I'm being a little too harsh on Sam.
Nah, Michelle was great. She was good.
Yeah, it was an emasculation situation.
Well, and also,
I was totally secure in what I was drinking.
It's funny because I wore the linen suit, right? And you had the linen shirt. And Michelle has warned me you can't go linen on linen on linen unless you're in like Hawaii or so when I saw you, I don't know if you had the linen suit on, but you had the linen shirt. And I go, Michelle, he's got the linen shirt on. She's like, yes. And it does look, because of the hair, he looks like a pirate. I meant that in a good way.
He nodded along as he was listening. He's like, yeah, kind of.
I don't know if you look like a pirate.
I'll accept that, yeah.
Okay. I was looking at Love that. I said, damn. He had the linen shirt on. I said, my guy's ripped.
Yeah.
That guy definitely goes to the gym.
Yeah,
he's jacked. The hair is flowing. I saw a guy with confidence. I saw a guy buzzing. It was contagious.
Did you go to Germany with CMC and come back?
Oh, man, I wish. That would be a fun trip.
That would be a fun trip. The Euros are just in Germany. Dortmund had that sick stadium with the wall. And
all right, back to the Niners.
No, hold on. We're still on a wedding. Because I got to say, Spadoni.
One more minute on the wedding.
Yeah, no, can I get some touches here? You know what? We'll move on. Because I got to let everybody know that tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., right here on 95.7 The Game, we'll be airing a two-hour special on mental health, featuring some of the biggest names in music, news, and sports, and some of the most respected mental health professionals. I'm Listening is our two-hour special spreading awareness about mental health and the message that talk saves lives. The show will be hosted by Carson Daly and available on the Odyssey app. For more information on that, visit imlistening.org. Again, our two-hour special tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. right here on 95.7 The Game. Before we get to the Purdy 30 or 30 for Purdy, let's go to Mike in Michigan. Long time no talk. Hey, Mike, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Haven't talked to you guys in a long time. I have an office gig now, so it's kind of hard to get on the phone and stay on hold. But I'm out here in traffic now, so I had to give you guys a call because you guys are talking about the Niners, and you know, oh, it's so stressful right now. But a quick aside... shout out to Brett Favre, man. He revealed that he has Parkinson's disease today. Mm-hmm. It was a treasure watching him play. I was at that game the day after his dad passed against the Green Bay or against the Raiders on Monday night. So prayers to him and his family.
Oh, Mike, give us a call back. You break it up a little bit. Brett Favre, yeah, diagnosed with Parkinson's. That's unfortunate. That's very unfortunate. I feel bad for him in that capacity, but also when I think about Brett Favre, you know, those welfare checks in Mississippi, embezzlement, whatever, let me not speak on that.
Well, I would say this on the Parkinson's thing, you know, you can get it in a variety of ways, genetics and stuff like that, but it does, like, you're 2 and 3 times more susceptible with traumatic brain injuries.
Yep.
And so as we talk about one quarterback, like I'm thinking about now Tua, and you know, we talk about long-term health and all that stuff, and you know, you never know what's going to happen, you know, like,
no,
and there's people in my life I thought were going to live much longer than they did, and they didn't, okay, for a variety of reasons that were out of their controls, but like, these are things you have to weigh, like, if you're Tua, I'm just saying, like, man, like, you know, if you can 65% or whatever the number is specifically, you know, more likely to get Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or things like that from concussions, it's those are the things that you're weighing as a family, as an individual, when you make the decision to come back, to not come back, or whatever.
Right. No, it's a tough deal. Tough deal. 49ers defense currently ranked 30th in opponent yards per play. Good of 6 yards a play. 6 yards a play. Last year they were ranked 8th. They'd given up 5 yards per play. Giving up a full yard more, which is 30th in the league. 6.1 yards per play. Defensively, they've got to get together. Or you may have to be like the Bengals or the Commanders, where you just need to score every single possession. That's maybe where we're getting at offensively. You may just need to score every single possession and just, you know, I don't know how you fix this defense, man, but let's get to the Purdy 30. Lovman, you ready to roll? This your deal. Let's go. Get the phone down. Let's go. The Purdy 30.
Yeah, it's 30 seconds. Call in 888-957-9570. Give us 30 seconds breaking down what you thought of Brock Purdy this past Sunday. So I have a call right here. I'm going to screen and see what they have to say about Brock Purdy.
The Purdy 30.
Here's 30 what I'll seconds say. On I'll Brock start us Purdy. Off. Ready? 30 seconds. On go. Brock Purdy was absolutely outstanding. Look, because people are going to point to the Ayuk play that he missed. He didn't even look at. If your big takeaway was a misplay in that game, you're not looking at what I'm looking at. Anticipation, throwing guys open. I mean, he's throwing to Sobert and Jenny Jennings, just absolute dimes. How about the layered throw to Jennings over the middle of the field when they absolutely needed it? And to me, the number one thing that I saw was a guy with unbelievable pocket presence under duress. I want to see him use his legs the way he did, scrambling multiple times, first down before the end of half, another one off to the side. And my favorite play of the night, and I'm going to finish this up, the diving play for the first down, which was only like a 3-yard gain. Loved it.
The Purdy 30, 888-957-9570. 30 seconds on Brock Purdy. 30 seconds on Brock Purdy in his performance in week 3 against the LA Rams. Look, you mentioned all the throws. You mentioned all the scrambles. You mentioned pocket presence. You mentioned moxie. One thing I know about Brock Purdy before it is that you got a damn quarterback. And for another offseason, another offseason or two, I don't care what he gets paid, 60, 50, 40 million. All I know is the 49ers got a damn good quarterback. And that's important. We've been searching for quarterbacks out here for a long, long time. We finally got one in Brock Purdy. Number 13 is legit, and now we may have to start thinking about building this offense around Brock Purdy. He's that damn good.
No, Shaq, I'm going to echo what you said. I love that dive that he did for the first down. Sick. That was his kind of Superman moment, so to speak. But no, this week, again, it's just you're seeing the decision-making from Brock. He didn't make any bad decisions on Sunday, which I really liked. The way he's able to scramble around and use his feet on Sunday to extend those plays. He missed Ayuk. That stunk. But I'm going to flip that into maybe a positive for Brock in that I think that's a sign that you need to let Brock take more command of this offense if you're Kyle Shanahan. Let him take more of the reins and run this offense, make things happen, because he is showing week in and week out, this is a guy you could trust. Give him that trust, Shanahan. Let's roll with this offense.
You guys don't know how to take the razor?
Do you guys know what 30 seconds is around here?
No.
Shot clock violations galore.
No. You never miss a clock.
Did you listen to the razor growing up, Sam?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Did you listen to the razor growing up? Ralph Barbieri.
A little bit here and there.
There was a segment he did, Fly Alex Fly, as in open up the offense and allow him to, this is the precursor to let so-and-so cook.
Right.
Brock needs to be Chef Boyard Brocky. Let's go. Let my man cook.
Spinotti, get in here before we get to Theo and the East Bay. 30 seconds on Brock. Go right now.
I was just impressed with the scrambling ability. Like, that's what really separates certain guys from other ones to me. It's when Patrick Mahomes, when everything's breaking down, his ability to just extend. Josh Allen, the ability to extend. Joe Burrow, to an extent. You saw Jaden Daniels last night. Not to say that Brock is an elite athlete, quote-unquote, but I do think he's a lot better than a lot of people give him credit for, especially with those legs, man. Like, that dive, to me, that said everything about Brock Purdy and who he is as a quarterback. So,
he's a gamer.
I was impressed. And it also goes to show, winning is not a quarterback stat, because he had an incredible performance. I look at Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's getting crushed this morning from some people. He had 330 yards and 3 touchdowns and 0 turnovers, and people are crushing Joe Burrow.
I'm with you.
It's unbelievable.
I'm with you with the quarterback stat. I'm with you with the quarterback wins and losses, and the whole Burrow versus Mahomes, Allen versus Mahomes. I'm over that. It's Allen versus the defense and Mahomes versus that said defense and Purdy against that said defense. I do get a little annoyed with that stuff now. Let's go to Theo in East Bay. Theo in the East Bay, what's happening?
What's up, boys? Yeah, 30 for Purdy, man. Let's go. We got a franchise quarterback. I think we saw that on Sunday. He went toe-to-toe with Matthew Stafford, and he held his own, and he's sneaky athletic. But what I'm impressed with most is how calm he is in the pocket. Cool back there, and you know what everybody's talking about, all the weapons he's missing. Trent Williams has been playing real great. But guess what? If something happens to Brock, shout out to our guys at Flowing Water and Grain. He's the flushest toilet down this season, so keep Brock up. And
to
make a deep run.
Theo, look at him. Look at Theo cooking. And
I've got an update. After we're done with this segment, there's been a power ranking change for the 49ers. You know I love power rankings.
Antonio in Oakland. Don't know what that means.
Stay tuned.
Antonio in Oakland, what's happening?
Oh, man, we're so lucky to get Brock Purdy, man, the 7th round. He's supposed to go way sooner than that, man. But right now, he can run it and throw it, looking like a right-handed Steve Young. And as far as, like, since 2022, he has more 3-touchdown, no interception games than any quarterback in football, more than every damn body. He just needs his receivers to catch the ball. You know what I'm saying? Catch it, because he's reading the defense, he's escaping. And, like, when there's pressure in his face, I have confidence he's going to shake the defender, and he mostly does now. So, you know what I'm saying? You cannot, like, That's the best thing ever, man. When your quarterback is that can move out the way. And the ankle accurately, man, double trouble.
Double trouble, Antonio. Good to hear from your brother, Curtin Hayward. Curtin Hayward, what's happening? 30 for Purdy. Kurt? Are you there?
You know,
Falling Water Plumbing Drain.
Our boy Flusher brought up, like, hey, you know, the seventh round pick, last guy in the draft. If they were to do a redraft, okay, this is the 2022 draft. If they were to do a redraft, I still think Aiden Hutchinson goes near the top. I think Sauce Gardner and Derek Stingley go near the top. But there's not a doubt in my mind Purdy's a first rounder if they did a redraft. You got Kyle Hamilton in that draft, Tyler Smith, Jermaine Johnson, who was drafted. These are guys that have played really well.
First quarterback taken off the board?
Not a question in my mind. I mean, look at that draft.
Yeah, no, that's why I asked.
Yeah, I think he's a top 10 pick without a question if we do a redraft.
Yep, no doubt.
And that's really all that matters.
I wonder why he fell to 7.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To the seventh round. Why did you say he fell to the last? What is it? We're going to get drafted. That's just crazy. Bob in San Francisco. Bob, 30 seconds on Purdy. Then we'll go back to Kurt and we'll wrap this segment up. Okay. What up, Bob?
What's the mystery? The man, as a rookie, takes you to the NFC Championship game, then backs it up with a Super Bowl. And now people are saying you got your franchise quarterback. What have they been missing?
He didn't need 30 seconds for that. Curtin Hayward, last one. What's up, Kurt?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Purdy is a star. Right now, he's a star of the show. And right now, he's going to be the best quarterback in the league next year for sure. He's worth every dime, every money, and he's the star. And he would have been 28 out of 30, but he had 6 drop passes this past Sunday against the Rams. And you're telling me 28 out of 30, he's a star, he's a bullet passer, and he's going to be on the top with the 49ers. They just got to straighten out the defense. They should bring in Pete Carroll. Bring back Pete Carroll on our team. Bring Big Carroll back.
How do you like? I like that, actually. I'll listen to that. Here's the problem, though, that I have is that Pete Carroll's defense has kind of been homogenized throughout the league, and now it's kind of getting picked apart.
Yeah, it's outdated.
The single high safety thing is kind of getting picked apart by a lot of people. And so I'd like to see them go full front 7 change. Go to a 3-4.
By the way, did you see how many teams went deep this week? Whether it was single high or too high?
Yeah,
I swear I see some people go deep with too high safeties. Good job, Mel Kiper Jr. Good job.
I think he inspired the quarterbacks to do that. Yeah. I'm actually giving Mel Kiper credit for that.
I wanted to ask
part of his plan.
Yeah. I'm actually regretting not asking Baldy about it. I was going to ask him about that. What did you think about?
Well, why would you insult so-and-so? His intelligence like
you
that?
Know, you know, I just too
probably
high. Would
have
safety.
Agreed with Mel actually.
Kirk didn't, right? Patrick Peterson didn't, right? They all kind of laughed at him. Too high safety.
See,
I swear to God, I was watching all these games thinking, that was too high safety. They went deep. No, that was too high safety. They went deep. You want to outlaw too high safeties? Funny. Funny, funny, funny. Funny, funny, funny.
I love how upset you got over it.
I didn't get upset. I just think it's absurd. And why are we listening to Mel Kiper Jr.?
Well, it's like
why
does
he get the runway?
Vivek suggested 4-on-5 basketball with somebody like, you know, pitching a tent on the other side. You know, like, of course, it's ridiculous. It's so absurd. I find it hilarious.
Mel Kiper. What a guy.
I can't argue with you at all.
No, we argue. You can't argue. So, just don't always win the arguments.
We're not hard on Brock.
I'm kidding. Not about winning or losing.
ESPN.
Not about winning or losing. It's about having fun.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's what losers say. So ESPN put out their power rankings every
Tuesday.
Guy who
does a lot of losing over here.
About 9 o'clock. And it's about process, Monte. Week 3, the Niners heading into the week were the number 3 overall team, power ranking-wise. They've dropped. And when I mean dropped, they have dropped. ESPN has them ranked 9th in the NFL now. Biggest issue, a lack of yak. It's almost hard to believe that the team known for yards after catch in 2023 is so inefficient in the category through the first 3 games of the season. The Niners are averaging just 3.1 yards after catch per reception, which is dead last in the NFL. Clearly, Debo, CMC, George Kittle, those injuries haven't helped. But the offense is largely predicated on making big plays after the catch, and the absence of the additional yardage has forced them to be more meticulous on their drives and resulted in red zone touchdown rate of only 50%, which is 15th in the league. That's for Nick Wagner. I think talking about the offense as to why they're where they're at is the wrong thing. I think it's more of a defensive problem.
They weren't good in Minnesota.
No, that I agree with.
You know, and look.
But was the defense good?
But you said the dramatic change in the power rankings. They're 9th. They're still considered by the ESPN the top 10 team. I thought they went from like 3 to 18.
Well, considering how they've played, I think they should drop more. I think a lot of this is going on of reputation.
The hell with the power rankings, Shasky. This is what I'm looking at. The power rankings, whatever. Right now, if the season ended today, they wouldn't be in the playoffs. Right now.
I mean, 3 games.
Right now. I was saying, that's why I don't care about power rankings. Right now, they're 12th best team in the NFC. Right? They're 1-2.
So where would you power rank them?
I wouldn't down there. Whatever. I don't know. I wouldn't power rank anybody right now. I have my Super Bowl division. Right now in the Super Bowl division.
Chiefs.
Kansas City, Buffalo. Minnesota deserves credit. I'm going to put Green Bay in there. I'm going to throw Philly in there.
So you're putting Green Bay, okay?
I'm going to throw Philly in there. I don't want to throw the Steelers in there because I don't trust their offense. Even though they're 1-2, I still would favor Baltimore in a game against Pittsburgh. But right now, those are my 5 teams. Super Bowl division. The Super Bowl division.
Tampa Bay's not in there.
No, hell no. Not after losing to Denver the way they did. Buffalo, Kansas City, Green Bay, Minnesota, Philly, and you know what? I'm going to throw Detroit in there as well. Those are my 6 teams right now in the Super Bowl division.
So
in terms of power rankings, I don't care. Right now, the Niners are not good.
Tampa beat Detroit, and you're not giving them a little bit of...
Yeah, I think it was fluky. Detroit controlled that game.
Just asking. Detroit. And then Baltimore's just...
They're close. I told you. I almost threw them in there. Baltimore's tough. I believe in Lamar. Trust me. I'm a Lamar fan. I think Baltimore is about to go on a run here. But they got a huge game on Sunday against Buffalo. That is a huge, huge game in Baltimore. How do they match up together? How's Josh Allen going to take this young bunch on the road in Baltimore in that environment? That's a very intriguing game. I like Baltimore. I don't think their season's over by then, by any stretch of imagination. They're on the outside looking in. Right now, I can't put the Niners in the Super Bowl division. When you're giving up 6 yards of play, you're not getting separation from your wide receivers. You're not getting a pass rush. You're not stopping the run. Your special teams stink. You're not in the Super Bowl division. You're just trying to stay alive in the NFC. Situation critical.
Has Purdy earned the benefit of the doubt to get them back on track?
Purdy's going to need help.
Because, like, when I look at some of these other, like, just situations, when I give teams benefit of the doubt, it's always like, well, they got Brady. I'm not saying he's Brady. They got, you know, Lamar. They've got Josh Allen. They got, like, right now, Cincinnati, 0-3. Yeah. And I know the data tells you, whoo, you start 0-3, your chances of making the playoffs are almost, you know, almost done. But a part of me's like, can they sneak in with 9-10 wins?
Well, next 2 weeks.
Can they sneak in? Like, I'm not ready to write them off because of Burrow.
I wouldn't write them off yet when I look at their schedule. But they're at Carolina this week. Tickets as low as $55 for Carolina.
And don't forget, Andy Dalton revenge game.
Yeah, I know. Of course.
Andy Dalton revenge game.
Baltimore. New York Giants. who are playing a lot better.
Now, Malik Nabers might be the best young playmaker in all of football.
Yeah, no, he's legit.
He made three acrobatic catches that could have been catch of the year.
I think I got him on like three fantasy teams.
He's ridiculous. Really about him. Baldy didn't miss on that one.
No, he didn't. He didn't. So, you know what? Six teams have made the playoffs after an 0-3 start. Six teams.
In the history of the league?
Brock Purdy's playing well. But it's obvious you need every unit to play well. Special teams didn't play well. Defensively, they're not playing well. They're not playing well at all. They're not getting pressure. They're not stopping a run. So I can't put the Niners in the Super Bowl division. That's how I rank things. Are you a contender? Are you a pretender? Are you a playoff team? Are you a legit Super Bowl contender?
So my
right now, the Niners, without all their assets, they're not a Super Bowl contender.
See, I would say I hear you on the injuries. I think they've earned the benefit of the doubt to have a sluggish start to a season and still be in that category. I think they're on the lower end, but they're still in that mix. If you're going to throw Detroit in there, I believe in Purdy more than Goff, period. I believe in Shanahan and more than Dan Campbell. I believe in what they've built. I'll put Tampa and the Niners. I think that they're very close. The Niners are very close. They've got issues. I'm not saying that they're good.
They're close.
I think they're right on that fringe. I still think that they can get the ship right.
No, they can. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that it's over. And
Philly.
And I'm not saying that it's over. But that was that's a game where the Niners and Philadelphia Eagles had similar games in a way that nothing was going right for them, right? Philadelphia, nothing was going right for them. They couldn't convert fourth downs. They weren't doing a tush-push. They were off. And they got that one play from Saquon, and they stole a game in New Orleans. And they stole a game with their defense. Their defense that had been getting shredded in the first 2 weeks of the season. But now they sit there at 2-1, and they've got injuries galore, but no A.J. Brown. But yet, they're 2-1 feeling good about themselves. The Niners, conversely, had a game they completely controlled. It didn't close the deal.
Yeah, I know.
It didn't close the deal.
I have no rebuttal to that portion. But Jalen Hurts, I believe, is one or two in terms of most turnovers for a starting quarterback going back to the start of last year.
Mm-hmm.
I still think the jury's out on him.
Oh, it is. It is. But you got Saquon. You got weapons around him to where you don't have to put it all on Jalen Hurts. Same thing with the 49ers. You had weapons here where you don't need to put it all on Brock Purdy. Now, if you had to put it on Brock Purdy every single week, like you did against LA Rams, what does it look like? Because they're going to play stiffer competition. We couldn't name more than five players on the Rams going into that Sunday, and they lost that game.
Rams fans couldn't even name five.
And they lost that game.
But that's also, I'm not ready to write off the Rams because of Stafford and McVay. So I'm going to put the Niners in the same category as the Rams. I think they're right there. They're right in the mix. I don't have just like six or seven teams. I think it's probably 9 or 10.
Super Bowl contenders?
Yeah,
legit?
Just because it's too early to write teams off.
No, I wouldn't write teams off in that. I just don't envision the Rams winning the Super Bowl.
I don't either, but I got to let it play out.
Lions and Packers are playing. They look better than they did last year, and I know they both have a loss. The Packers are going to Tennessee, to Nashville, Tennessee. And we could say, yeah, Tennessee stinks, and they're 0-3, and they do. But it's the way these teams win. It's the way the Packers dominated that football game. They suffocated them. They didn't give them life. Malik Willis is running the offense to perfection. They're running the ball really well. They're playing to his strengths. All of a sudden, Malik Willis, who we thought wasn't an NFL quarterback, is quietly 2-0. And just cooked the team that drafted him and gave up on him for Will Levis, who looks like the better player now. It's funny how this stuff works.
Well, the Packers, they did two things. Number one, they played into his strengths, and LaFleur has played into his strengths. And now, back-to-back years, LaFleur has done it with two different quarterbacks to start the season and looks good.
Packers defense is nasty.
And what did they do?
They're good.
What did they do in
the
offseason?
They fired their D coordinator. They got a new wrinkle.
And they added a guy from Boston College from outside of their building.
They've gotten better. Detroit has gotten better, in my opinion. That's a big win down in Arizona.
Injuries too, though.
But they went down to Arizona, and they handle business.
Okay.
They handle business against a hot Arizona team that we thought, boy, the desert, that's a big game for Arizona. They shut down Kyler Murray, held up 10 points. 10 points. Kyler Murray and company in the desert. 10 points. Detroit gave up, so we'll see them against Seattle on Monday Night Football. But they've gotten better. Have the Niners gotten better from last offseason? Certainly doesn't feel like it right now. Purdy may be better.
They're so good, it's easy to say, well, they haven't gotten better. I still think they're a really, really good team. Have they gotten better? No, I think they've been a little worse at some of the positions. I thought it would be better at some spots, but no, Without Dre Greenlaw and without a good pass rush right now, they do not look better on that side of the ball. Offensively, I think they're pretty, like, for as much as everybody's out, moving the ball is not that big of a problem. It was against Flores, right. But the other two games, I thought they moved the ball pretty well.
They're doing it through the air. They're a top five team when it comes to passing. They're doing it through the air.
And they're on the ground, efficiently running it.
On the
ground, like.
On the ground, they're just outside the top 10 in terms of yards per game on the ground. But you know the Shanahans, they want to be in the top five. That's the way they play. Defensively right now, they're shelling themselves. They're not good defensively. They're just not. They're not getting enough pressure, not stopping the run at all. So we'll see where the Niners are at. But if in the Super Bowl division right now, I just don't have them there.
Who's your biggest disappointment?
Right now?
On the Niners.
In terms of just a player?
Whatever.
Nick Bosa.
Okay.
Nick Bosa is my biggest disappointment.
Yeah,
right now.
It's without a doubt. It's Sorensen on one side, and then it's Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams. I can't defend it.
But we all said, and everybody said it, that they're going to struggle coming out of the gates because of the hold-ins and the hold-outs.
That doesn't make it acceptable.
Yeah, but Nick Bosa, to me, has been here. After last year's disappointment, Nick Bosa, last year disappointing, we all admit it. Everybody, even Nick Bosa, said, yeah, that wasn't a good year. And he showed up to all the minicamps. He showed up to all the OTAs. He showed up to training camp. And he's got 2 sacks in the first 3 weeks and is not putting any pressure on the quarterback. He's the most important player on that defense outside of Fred Warner. And he's not doing his job. Even Baldy, not doing it.
He's
the highest paid player on his team.
I think Bosa's been better than both Trent and Ayuk through 3 games.
It's been okay.
No, I mean, I think he has.
It's been okay.
I'm going with what I'm seeing. Like, Ayuk is not even, he's a shell of himself currently.
Ayuk hasn't been there.
And Trent Williams is just, I don't know. There were like 4 different plays where he wasn't blocking anyone and literally like moved out of the way of Purdy as he was scrambling. It was very weird. Something's going on with Trent. It's not looking good. He's also got a lot of pressures. I mean, McKivitz is number one. Number two is Trent.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, all your players that are elite pass rushers are going to play on the outside. But, like, it's not good.
But you know what, though? When we were at the Summit, they asked everybody their most important player. And mine was Nick Bosa. When we gauge Nick Bosa and we scout Nick Bosa, he has to do more than just be solid. He can't just be solid and making $34 million a year and $120 million guaranteed.
I agree.
He has to be all world. And when he's looking at T.J. Watt, he's all world. He's making plays left and right.
Do you still think he's a top 10 or 15 D-end?
He's probably top 10 D-end, top 15. Okay, but right now, the numbers, he's 25th in sacks.
No, I know, but I'm just asking you, like, just in general.
He should be.
All right, where is Trent a top 10 or 15 tackle?
No, he's not. And Brandon Ayuk hasn't been close either.
I would say, I think he's right there.
Hasn't been close. But who thinks that Brandon Ayuk is a better player than Nick Bosa? Nobody ever thought that
Brandon
Ayuk
was better. No, but he's not even close to it. Like, the money's got to reflect where you're at. And I don't think he's even close to a top 10 or 15 wide receiver.
No, he's not. Not right now.
And I'm trying to be generous.
But right now, Nick Bosa, where is he at? He's paid to be the top defensive player in the league.
He's not that.
He's not even close to that.
He's not that.
He's not even close to being that, Chasky. Not even close.
So
Bosa's got to step up. He's got to step up. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it.
I mean, there's no question. Like,
especially since he made all the excuses last year and threw the D coordinator under the bus, which everybody was fine with. He threw the D coordinator under the bus. Nobody said a peep. So I got to win this game on Sunday. Have to win this game on Sunday. Real quick, do we have time for Larry Beer's spill on John Fisher? Listen, can you break it down what he said? John Fisher wrote some dumbass letter and,
Who's John Fisher?
I mean, I think we all know who John Fisher is.
Well, basically, yeah. So A's owner John Fisher wrote a letter to the fans saying, you know, we tried so hard to make it work in Oakland. We're so sorry, blah, blah, blah. And Larry Beal basically went on a 2.5-3 minute, you know, I guess I don't want to call it a rant.
Soliloquy.
There you go. That's the word. And just basically ripped John Fisher apart for the fraud that he is. And it's just great to see people in the media calling Fisher out for the fraud that he is.
Here's a 1-minute recap.
is the letter. This is a great work of fiction, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. So many A's fans would say this explanation is both weak and long overdue, but we're finally hearing from Fisher about exactly how we got to this point in time. Fisher says he knows the A's are part of the fabric of Oakland and then goes on to explain his version of reality. Fisher says when he and his business partner, Lou Wolf, bought the team back in 2005, quote, our dream was to win world championships and build a new ballpark in Oakland. Over the next 18 years, we did our very best to make that happen. We proposed and pursued five different locations in the Bay Area, and despite mutual and ongoing efforts to get a deal done for the Howard Terminal project, we came up short. Now, he goes on to say, I know there is great disappointment, even bitterness, though I wish I could speak to each one of you individually. I can tell you this from the heart. We tried. Staying in Oakland was our goal, it was our mission, and we failed to achieve it. And for that, I am genuinely sorry.
And then Larry goes on for another 4 minutes and absolutely rips it apart. And you know what? Maybe we'll discuss it in Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
So yeah, I'm not gonna do a sugarcoat job here either. Shout out Joe Lacob, but I urge everyone to go because we don't have time here up against it. Larry Beal, ABC7, guy's been a legend. Whether it's ESPN here locally, obviously Casey Pratt worked alongside him. Casey's now working with the mayor over in Oakland, Chang Tao, but he was there for every step of the way, breaking down all the Howard Terminal stuff, every single thing. We had Casey on this station many a times in this program specifically, but yeah, Larry Beal is a real one, and shout out a lot of the local anchors here in the Bay Area, here at this station, all along the television stations that have kept John Fisher in check throughout this whole thing, because he's trying to weasel his way out of it, as he's been doing. Not saying he's tried, not saying he's done, oh, I've done everything I could, but you haven't done anything. Like that whole like speech that you just recapped. What championship moves has he made in 18 years? Name one. Billy Butler?
Cut your breakfast.
Eric Chavez? Come on. Miss me with that.
Not good.
In the last game, obviously, at the Coliseum, it's this Thursday.
You know, one of the things that everyone's saying is like, there's other billionaires out there that would buy the team, and I'm sure you could identify a couple of them. There's only 700 or so billionaires in the United States, right now. This is why, and not only, but I'm just saying, like, no, there's a reason why these leagues have now switched their thought process, and they've allowed firms to be able to buy into teams, okay? Because there's only so many of these billionaires out there. The cost to get a team is through the roof. And I just wonder, like, how many firms out there are viewing the Vegas or Sacramento A's as some viable business entity that they want to invest in to get ROI? Because that's what these firms are. They're all about ROI. Yep. They're just, this guy, as a businessman, I'm talking about John Fisher, as a businessman, has just absolutely crushed his own value at every turn. He's a horrific businessman. I don't even like calling him that because he's not.
Because he's not really, because he inherited everything. He never earned any of this. Yeah.
It's just, joke. I mean, it's just.
My final thought. What is my final thought? My final thought. Damn it. I'm stuck in the Niners lore, man. My final thought is Nick Bosa got to get it together. His defense is a problem. Like, there's no laughing matter. Like, you know, I'm not panicking about the season. Season's not over because he'll get reinforcements offensively. But defensively, how do you fix it? How do you fix it? There's nobody on the street walking around at 6'7", 280, looking to get after the quarterback.
Well, there was.
Ooh.
Ndakwe.
Oh, well, he's not 6'7".
Oh, I thought he was like 6'6".
No, but he's a problem, and he's going to Baltimore. Go ahead, Lemon.
My final thought, ESPN, what are we doing? Scheduling Miami-Cal for 7:30 in the evening next Saturday. Way to ensure that literally no one is going to watch that game. People on the West Coast do not stay up for college football. People on the East Coast ain't staying up that late to watch that game. So literally the only people who are going to see that game are going to be the people who are at that game. I'll be there. Bonte, you'll probably be there. A lot of people are going to be there.
I got to get a permission slip signed.
Oh, no, really?
A lot of people.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Sorry to hear that.
It's Cal Miami.
Yeah. It's a big one.
I showed Anna one time pictures of me going to my first ever college event as a media member. It was Miami Cal.
She saw the picture.
I took a picture with the cheerleaders and I threw up the U with them. And
the ain't nothing you can do about it.
But anyway, shout out ESPN for making the wrong decisions.
That's it for us. Steiny Goo next. What are they talking about? Training camp?
Larry Beal.
Larry Beal? D'Anthony Bell and the Hurt Look Good and some scrimmages.
Sports, man.
Four straight catch and shoot threes, according to Steve Kerr. Four straight catch and shoot threes from D'Anthony Melton. Watch out. Warriors basketball will be here before you know it. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity at home or on the go. You get the fastest internet to all of your devices.
The Warriors will be a boneyard.